We'll go to the highlights right now, and we'll start back in the first quarter. A field goal by Wisconsin made it 3-0 on their opening drive, a 57-yard, 10-play drive. Vacos kicked a 33-yarder to make it 3-0, but the Wildcats quickly answered, going 79 yards in 12 plays. Ben Bryant, in his first action in a span of five games, on target, connecting twice with Bryce Kurtz for 14 yards, once with Raymond Nyro for 12. Cam Porter had a 17-yard run. Eventually, the Cats were at the 23 of Wisconsin. At the Wisconsin 23. Bryant back to throw on third down. Lets it go. Wide open. Touchdown! All by himself is A.J. Henning. He didn't have a defender within about 15 yards of him. Ben Bryant to A.J. Henning, and the Wildcats take the lead. And after forcing Wisconsin three and out, the Cats were on the move again as the first quarter ended, aided by a face mask penalty on the Badgers. They got it down to the 12-yard line on the first play of the second quarter. They had second and five at the 12. They moved it down to the one, and Bryant called his own number. And here's Bryant, jogs to the right, and he will hurdle into the end zone for the touchdown. Ben Bryant gave the look that he was going to throw it into the end zone, and then he covered the final yard himself on the ground for Ben, his third rushing touchdown as a Wildcat, and the Cats lead it 13-3. As he told Ted a few moments ago, he decided to take the easier path, and he ran it in. It was 14-3 Northwestern, and after a Wisconsin punt, Cats were pinned back on their own 10-yard line. No problem on first down. Sophomore running back Joseph Hyman II picked up 32 out to the Northwestern 42-yard line. The Wildcats eventually faced third down at the Wisconsin 24, third and six. Snap to Bryant, rushes on, heaves it down the right side, going for Cam Johnson, over the shoulder catch, in the end zone, touchdown! A beautiful throw from Ben Bryant to Cam Johnson, and the Wildcats lead it 20-3.
21-3
with the extra point, a 90-yard, 9-play drive, 6:41 to go into the half. Wisconsin then drove into field goal range, but their kicker, Vacos, missed a 40-yard attempt, and the Wildcats got the ball with about 5.5 minutes left on their own 22. They would be 10-for-10 on third down until they finally failed on their 11th third down conversion attempt of the day, and that led to this. Here's the snap, the kick on the way by Olsen to the uprights, and the kick is good. Jack Olsen now 12-for-13 on the year. The Wildcats have scored on all four of their possessions, and they lead Wisconsin 24-3. And that would be the halftime score, and there would only be one score in the second half. That would come with 11 seconds left in the game. Aker, a 3-yard touchdown run to cap a 70-yard Wisconsin drive. A consolation touchdown with 11 seconds left to make the final, Northwestern 24 and Wisconsin 10.